well. We are starting a brand new podcast today, and that podcast is called Locked Down Reading. And we decided that we might want to give our listeners something a little less dramatic than the news that they've been listening to. And so we might give them some reading suggestions. This came out of Elena Dietrich and her trying to think outside the box of how we might support our people. And so the pastors are going to take turns giving our listeners reading suggestions. And of course, as is appropriate, our very first pastor to do this is Dr. Thomas. So Dr. Thomas, thanks for being here. And thanks for joining me via phone call instead of being here in person.
Hey, Josh, we are trying every possible way to communicate in these strange times. And yeah, so I'm on my iPhone here. Actually, I'm in my office, but I think I'm the only one in the entire building. And shout out to Elena for this wonderful suggestion. Books have been so important to me, and not just because I'm a professional or I'm a minister. You know, there's obviously that side of it. But books have been helpful and instrumental for me in my Christian growth and walk, and at various stages in my Christian life, you know, I've encountered books that have meant a great deal to me. And when this idea came up, what can we recommend to folks to read just now? I was going to dive back into, you know, one of my favorite Puritans or something, but instead, I have a brand new, hot off the press book written by our very own Gabe Fleurer, and it's called Alive, How the Resurrection of Christ Changes Everything. It's published by Reformation Trust, which is a branch of Ligonier Ministries. And this is about 150 pages, so it's a relatively short paperback with seven chapters dealing with the resurrection. And in preparation for Easter, I just heard the president saying just a few seconds ago that he hopes we'll all be back by Easter. I have my doubts, but anyway, that's what he said. But Easter is just 2 weeks away, and this is a phenomenal book. It's just come out. I'm so proud of Gabe for having written it. Gabe has skills in more than one department. First of all, apologetically, the resurrection is one of those topics that is resisted by many because of the supernatural claims that it makes and so on. And those with a worldview, a humanist worldview, this worldly worldview, you know, Gabe addresses all of those issues, but also looks in very practical ways as to what the resurrection actually means for us right now, and obviously what the resurrection will mean for us when Jesus returns. And our future life in the new heavens and new earth. So in preparation for Easter, just 2 weeks away, let me recommend this. Now, we have copies of this in our bookstore, what you need to do, and we will set this up shortly online on our app. You need to go to our church app or the webpage and tell us that you want a copy. It'll be mailed to you. And there'll be an envelope inside that you can reimburse the church through the mail. So look for that app and look for Gabe's wonderful book called Alive, How the Resurrection of Christ Changes Everything. And happy reading, everyone.
Mm. Can't wait to pick that up. Gabe gave me a copy. Of course, I'm in the middle of reading for doctorate work. So Optional reading is not on the table right now, but it looks fantastic. I was able to flip through it, and it's not something that's going to take you an incredibly long time, and yet every page seems to have something that just hits you and is incredibly encouraging, so I look forward to being able to read it as well. I want to go back to one thing you said, though, about reading and why people should read right now, and I think there's two important things to say there. One, reading gets you away from the television, the iPad, wherever it is that you're getting the news right now. We can soak ourselves in the news and get so worked up just looking for the latest update about how many numbers and where it's gone and who has it and if it's slowing down, that all it does is just work us up. And so to move away from that and to be able to read something that has more eternal value is very helpful. And secondly, the authors, they're not caught up in this moment, and you're getting their very best. When they sit and they publish something, when you write something, it's a chance to say it about as well as you can, and you get to mull over it again and again. So huge benefit to you, and is really a way to redeem this time when we're on quarantine. Look, I'm all for some Netflix series binging and all of that, but also that there's a way to redeem the time and help our souls as well.
If you would like to receive this book, send an email to library@firstpresscolumbia.org with the title of the book and your address, and we will ship it to you for $3 plus the cost of the book. You can pay by check or through our church app. To pay by check, return the payment envelope you'll find inside your book with your check included. To pay through our app, select Give at the bottom menu bar. At the top, enter your amount for your book. Select Give One Time under Gift Type. And finally, under Fund, select Book Sales from the drop-down menu. Press Next and follow the directions to complete your purchase. Thanks for listening and happy reading.